con mi gente.
Míralo ahí. Hey, hey.
Ay,
mi mito. Ajá.
Ay.
Hoy se bebe.
Hoy se bebe, señores. Hoy se bebe. ¿Cómo estamos, mi gente
latino?
¿Cómo estamos? Yo soy Suri.
Y yo soy Michelle. Y somos las chicas.
We never done this in Spanish, right?
Yeah.
Like, so, how do you do
it? Somos las powers chicas.
Somos las powers chicas.
Las chicas de Power
del
Broker.
Del poder.
I say broke.
What is happening? How's everyone doing on this Friday?
Another Friday, and we're here.
We here again to entertain y'all. How's everyone doing? What are your plans? Because y'all never respond to when I ask you guys what your plans are.
Word, it's like that friend that never hits you up, but we keep bothering them. Like, hit us up in our DMs, and it's dry on our DMs, okay?
Completely dry, guys. But you know what's not dry?
I was like, sis, is that where we're going? I'm gonna follow you into the dark, but I'm like,
I was not going there. You know, we got the wops. The wops.
Okay.
Or is it the
wops?
I don't think it's wops. It's wop. That's when you like, you try to be cool and hip. Yeah. Like, I got the
no, because that's the wop. That's
the wrong wop, guys. But how's everyone doing? In case you guys didn't know, that was Mark Anthony.
Aha. Mark Anthony.
He's literally, what would you think? Who's Mark Anthony in the American world? What artist would be Mark Anthony
in the American world?
Yeah, you know how he is to us.
He's like, yeah, no, he's a legend. My mom's in love with him. Who would he be in the American world? This is difficult.
It's difficult.
Like in American, like in the modern Generation Z, or like,
well, like what Mark Anthony represents for us. What
would represent?
Who represents that in the American culture?
I was gonna say like Bruce Springsteen. But like that's a different generation.
That's older. Yeah, and see, and I should have been more specific with my question. Yeah. That's like white American.
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, because my mom or my friends were like, "Who the hell is Bruce Springsteen?" Like, I think of like someone like Luther Vandross or something like that. But that's older too.
Like 80s. Yeah. Like Mark Anthony's more of like early 2000s until now.
Yeah, last 20 years. And if you is literally the best, one of the best salsa artists.
Oh, of all time.
Of all time.
And he always bags all the pretty chicks.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
J-Lo.
The Miss Universo.
Yeah. And then he got a bunch of other baddies too.
He always gets them.
Yeah, so today is the last. Well, no, yesterday.
Yesterday was the last day
for Latino Heritage Month. Or Hispanic.
It's Hispanic Heritage Month. There's a difference.
And I was like, what is the difference? Michelle, tell us what the difference is.
Hey. All right, so cool. So, you know, we always use Hispanic and Latino interchangeably, but there is a difference, and it's like the most subtle difference, so I'm gonna let y'all know. So, Hispanic is a different term that refers to native speakers of Spanish, right? Or having Spanish-speaking ancestry, while Latino is more frequently used to refer generally to anyone of Latin American origin or ancestry. That includes Brazilians. So
I was literally gonna say that. I'm like, since everyone is celebrating Latino, no one in our country celebrates that, actually. So
This is an American Hispanic heritage.
We don't have a month to celebrate.
In Panama, they're like,
we're like Latinos every day. Yeah. Like, what the fuck? Like, I don't... We
this month, we're us? Y todo el otro mes, ¿qué pasó ahí?
I know, right?
Like, what's happening?
Yeah, it's definitely an American tradition or... holiday, yeah.
Yeah, it's a holiday.
Do people get a day off of that? Or
do you have to? Do you have to show your immigrant scar that you have on your arm? Look, yo soy Latino. What is it? You have to roll your R's like. All right, test it. All right, you get the day off. There wasn't enough R's in that one.
You can't go to work,
Puerto Rican. Be like, cajo. Be like, no.
Damn.
No, not my Puerto Rican.
See, it's a problem because Dominicans and Puerto Ricans can't pronounce the R. Like, what's up with you guys?
Wait a minute. You guys never said the R. We pronounce the R's. We don't pronounce the S in anything. You know how Colombians pronounce the S too much?
Yeah.
They took the S's from Dominicans because we don't pronounce it enough.
So,
We'll say like freco, esa cosa está freco, and then instead of saying fresco. So I didn't know these words were existent growing up. They're like, my mom, like, tú quieres pecado? instead of saying pescado. Pescado. Yeah. I'll be like, what's pescado? I just learned this year that it's not peo when you fart, it's pedo. I'm like, bitch, pedo. Where that D came from?
That's different though, because that actually, it's only, I feel like like South Americans say pedo.
I see Mexicans and say pedo Mexicans a lot. Say yeah. pedo,
but in Panama we say peo. For you really? Don't know, it's fart. Fat peo is a word.
We fart it all up in this bitch.
Yeah, but yeah, guys. So we are trying. We're the last, but not least, celebrating the last day of Hispanic Heritage Month. And then I was thinking, I was like, is that like, because you know, like Black History Month?
Yeah,
it's supposed to be like celebrating Black culture and also teaching about Black culture.
Yeah.
So we was like, all right, let's do a little teaching for my Latinos que están escuchándonos nosotros. Sí. Ayer fue el último día de
el I don't know how to say Spanish.
Mes de la herita. ¿Cómo se dice?
Herita.
Oh, de la herencia hispana.
Herencia.
Yeah.
Oh, era la heritage. I thought that was.
No,
herencia.
Herencia is like heritage. Yeah.
Ah, nice.
De la herencia hispana. I think I'm saying it right. Y nosotros estamos aquí celebrando con ustedes, pusimos un poquito de
Marc Anthony, estamos cantando.
Y ustedes díganos de dónde nos escuchan, nos escuchan de El Salvador, de Honduras, de México.
De Perú, de Colombia, de Venezuela,
de Panamá,
Santo Domingo, Puerto Rico. Estamos,
ya ustedes saben, todos los viernes para entretenerlos a ustedes. So guys, so when I think about like Hispanic, Latino Heritage Month. I think of like all the people that kind of like made a name for Latinos here in this country.
Yeah,
you know? Like,
in America.
I always think of like Celia Cruz. I
Azúcar, think of, like, yeah, Azúcar. Like, Celia Cruz is a legend, bro.
She's a legend, and people that like when you come here and be like, oh, I know, like Daddy Yankee. I consider bro, him.
Daddy
like,
Yankee is a legend.
Yeah,
for
when
sure. Gasolina came out, nobody can tell him nothing.
No, for real. He literally opened the doors for Bad Bunny. He opened the doors for so many.
How about Pitbull?
Oh my
Kula.
God.
Oh
my God.
Pitbull
yeah.
is Mr. Worldwide. Okay,
Mr. Pavos.
That's it. What is it?
501? I don't know. Yeah, but he definitely paid the wave. And I like when I think of like that's the first thing I think about. I think of like all the Latinos who literally made it possible for us to be here and for people to accept the way that we are, our language, our culture, our
it's
food,
so beautiful,
and our music, like,
reggaeton. But the real question, Sudi, is was reggaeton created in Puerto Rico or Panama? Para mi gente latino, reggaeton nació en Puerto Rico o en Panama.
Mira, para los boricuas que nos están escuchando, por favor, no inventen, que ya ustedes saben que vino de Panamá.
Bueno.
El general fue el que creó eso. Del general, if you guys don't know, he was the GOAT.
Yo no sé, porque cuando yo fui para Google, dijo que es Puerto Rico, Suri, so.
No, it was started in Panama. And that's, again, one of those things, right? Like, the genres and the different genres that we have in music. We got the salsa de bachata.
Oh, sí, yes.
What's your favorite? I still cannot get salsa right. Like,
I love salsa. That's, yeah. I'm like, I'm trying to find my soulmate. Mm. Un tipo que sabe comer la salsa tiene mi corazón, Suri.
El que dice, mira, el hombre dice, la mujer que puede cocinar bien tiene su corazón. Para nosotras, si tú sabes bailar,
yeah.
That's it. Pero tiene que ser like a good dancer.
Yeah. You can't be stiff and hips and everything. No, but I love salsa.
Mira. You saying salsa. I'm going to need you to say it with like
salsa. Me gusta bailando salsa. Como mi papá me enseñó. Ok, salsa. Mm-hmm, pero bachata también. Pero merengue es fácil. Merengue is so cute.
Yeah.
Merengue es lindo y es fácil. So, todo el mundo puede bailar merengue.
Todo el mundo, sí. Merengue is always like, como, like if you have to pee. Like it's always like, one, two, like you're doing the pee dance, like wait a minute.
I like that. So to all my Americans out there, if you don't know how to dance merengue, just chug mad water and go out on the dance floor, and that's it.
That's it. I think Bobby merengue is my favorite
merengue,
genre.
It's so much fun.
Yeah, that's my favorite genre.
Yeah, bachata is so intimate.
Oh my God, bachata is so intimate.
It's too intimate. I'm like,
and what happened?
Am I pregnant? Did I get pregnant?
Bro, I always felt weird like going to like, remember when I dated Ben and we would go to like Cuba Libre in Atlantic City? Shout out to Cuba Libre.
Cuba Libre!
Yes, and like he didn't know how to dance salsa. So like the Spanish guys would come and they would be like, do you want to dance?
Yeah.
And then Ben was so nice and then they would be like, I don't want to hold you back from like dancing your culture, so go ahead and dance.
Oh my God, that happened
with
my
ex. He saw how bachatas dance.
And he's like, I'm going
like,
to hold you back.
I'm gonna need you to come back.
Come back. Because one, two, step, four, step back here.
Right back. And they were like, y'all dance like this with your cousins and your brothers too? Like, damn.
That's why y'all cousin, brother, sister. No, for real, though.
Yeah.
I always remember the story when I was, like, 15 years old, and this guy asked me to dance bachata at a Sweet 16. And my mom was like, go ahead, dance with him. And he kept trying to get his pelvis close to me, and I kept backing up. I said, sir, my family's right there. They don't care. And he's probably Dominican, though.
Yeah, yeah. No, definitely.
Pero los dominicanos saben cómo bailar bachata. Lo mejor. That's it. I said it. Los dominicanos ganan.
Well, I came from DR, right?
That's true.
Yeah, bachata. But I had to be prideful at the time. Of course, you guys are good at it. But yeah, so but we were talking about like the history of like where these genres of different music come from.
Yeah.
And actually salsa, which is one of the oldest genres, it's influenced by jazz and blues.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, everything, you know, comes back from the motherland, guys. Like
come on. How you say jazz in Spanish?
Has? No, has. But yeah, it actually has it was influenced by jazz and blues, and later on it came down to different genres like merengue came from there, sí. And then a little bit of bachata came from there, and mambo también.
Mambo, I love
me some mambo. Oh my goodness.
Yeah,
uh-huh. Do you know this mambo?
No, you know sé cómo es la mambo, yo, pero
una bachata. What is it? Vallenato, the Colombian. Oh. Shout out to my Colombians, yo.
¿Cómo se llama?
Vallenato.
Vallenas.
Vallenato is like the soft. It's like a mixture of like, I don't even know how to explain it. It's so soft the way vallenato is, and I just love it. I love Colombians, man. You guys are dope.
Yeah, and the Colombians, ellos tienen la salsa que ellos bailan muy rápido también, right? Oh, don't they have that fast? Really? Like the way they dance salsa is different. Like everybody's a different.
Oh, okay.
They dance really fast salsa. How about cumbia?
Cumbia.
You know, say cumbia is Mexicano, no?
Yeah, cumbia comes from Mexico. It's a Mexican genre. I love cumbia.
Listen, I don't like cumbia.
If you could pick a genre to come back, a different nationality, stay on the Latino realm.
Okay.
What other country you would pick?
Oh,
if you
man.
Can come, if you choose.
I know my mom would pick Mexico. Mexican. That yeah. She loves Mexicans. That's so hard, Sudi.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even that I'm that prideful being the man. I'm like, whoa. No. Damn, can I ask you first? Because I don't know.
What would you do? I definitely would come back as Mexican, for sure. Like, Mexican is definitely
that culture is very enriched with
it
everything.
It is so, and I love it. Like, every country is prideful. Like, Colombians are prideful. Yo, Dominicans are prideful.
Puerto Ricans are prideful.
We know you guys are prideful. But, like, I love the Mexican culture.
Yeah.
Because in each state, like, each distrito, it's like a different country. It's like if you were like in 20 different
tribe.
Countries. Yeah, it's like it's crazy, and everybody makes food differently, but yeah. It's all the same. Like if you go to Sinaloa to eat tacos, it's not the same way in Acapulco. Like yeah. It's totally different.
Maybe you think that they kept. You know how like they have a lot of like Aztec and indigenous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like people and background and everything, do you think that they, you know, they had their own tribes? So yeah. Do you think it was like the way the structure of Mexico is still like that, like in a tribal way, and that's why there's so many different types
I think
of
so. I think so.
Food and everything, because
I actually think that's a good point that you brought up, because it's very, very much influenced by the Aztec and the Mayans. And
yeah,
everything you see, like from the clothes that they wear to their dialect, a lot of them still speak that dialect.
There's some people in Mexico that only speak those dialects.
Yes.
So they don't speak Spanish or anything.
I want to go back to this to like educate our listeners about the different dialects that are within our culture. But I want to, did you think about what nationality you
Oh my goodness. That's hard. I have no idea. This is so bad. I know there's a lot of Cubans that are racist collectively, but I feel like Cubans are a very pretty culture. But Puerto Rican? That's so bad. I feel like if I pick Puerto Rican, I'm like, that's just another Caribbean Latino culture, but it's so vastly different, obviously, than Dominican Republic too. But
definitely.
I feel like, I'm sorry, I have to marinate that one. Sorry, okay. I can't really answer.
So the dialect that I was we mentioned earlier, like 2 seconds ago.
Yeah.
Even in Panama. So in Panama we have the Cunas, and the Cunas are the original indigenous people that were there.
And it's called Cunas.
Cunas. Yeah.
It's so funny they all have different names.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they like they have their own tribe, and you have to like get. It's an island, and then you have to take a boat, or you have to get on a plane to get to the island.
Whoa!
And
in Panama.
And when you get there, they have their full attire. From head to toe, like But then they start speaking Spanish, and you're like, oh, shit. Like, obviously, if you're not from Panama, you find that mad trippy, because you're like, oh, shit, they're speaking Spanish. And
but they look...
Indigenous people. People. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they're the Kunas, they have their own dialect, and we cannot understand it in Panama, but they can understand us.
Ooh, so, they got one over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so interesting, and you go to school with the kids, and then the kids will dress, like, in their
form. And you went to school with them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was pretty interesting. Well... That's if, like, the quote-unquote, like, more...
modern
like Kunas? Modern Kunas. Like, the modern Kunas that the parents will allow them to, like, go. Because my neighbor in Panama, one of my neighbors, she was a Kuna.
Yeah.
And her kid would come to school with us. And then, like, I feel like her mom will always, like, shame her. Because it's like, why are you taking your kids to, like, a regular school or whatever?
Yeah.
But it was really cool. And like I say, like, we were mentioning earlier, in Mexico, there's different dialects. And El Salvador. And even within their own country. Like,
yeah.
There's Mexicans that can't even understand other Mexicans.
That's so funny. To me.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, I think the whole Latino culture can't understand Dominicans at all.
Yeah.
Because we speak really fast. Mm-hmm. It's always so funny, Sudi. I remember seeing this video, and then they were saying how, like, Puerto Ricans sing when they talk. They go like, nene. And then, like, they say Dominicans just, ellos hablan muy rápido, like, that no one can understand what they're saying, and that Colombians are always sounding like, I can't even do it.
I think my favorite accent, for sure, it will be Colombians, hands down. I love the way Colombians speak. It's like velvet, the way they just talk.
Yeah.
So smooth.
See, I don't know. I can't. I'm like, but why? I like how you speak Spanish. Panamanian.
Oh, yeah, we speak Spanish well, too.
It's very well. Like it. But, like, in my head, now that I'm decolonizing myself, I'm like, nah, fuck that. Like. Let's keep it up, Caribbean Spanish people with our... Nobody likes our accent.
That's only you guys, though. Like, the rest of us, we speak normal. Like,
wait, what's normal,
you,
though?
Like, Dominicans and Puerto Ricans are like, I can never understand what the fuck what you guys are saying. Oh, and Cubans, too.
Because we're all Caribbean.
Yeah, and, like, everybody else, like, I guess we're, like, we have regular accents.
But what does regular mean, though?
The way that every other Latino country speaks, especially exactly. You guys.
So what I'm saying is that if you think about it, they shame us for our accents, mm-hmm. and it all trickles down to Spain, and then they're the ones that, you know, conquered everything, and then we became Latinos with their accents, so we're emulating how they speak, and it's coming into different, like, forms, right?
Right.
And it's like, so what is regular then?
But then if you think about that, then we will actually have to sound more like the indigenous people than anything else, because they were there before anybody else.
What do you mean?
So, like, if our Spanish sounds any if we were, like, thinking about what regular Spanish sound like, then it would be more like what indigenous sound like.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying, that, like, this we're grading it on the level of the Spaniards, though, like, how they speak. That's why Colombians and you know, Argentina and Venezuelans, they pride themselves how they talk, because their accents are closer to the Spaniards.
Oh,
when they speak.
I see.
You know, so then that's why they shame people, like people that are Dominican or Puerto Rican or Cuban, because they always say, like, you know, Dominicans are like the black people of, like, Latinos, and they talk, it's slang and it's choppy and it's broken up, so they're comparing it to the Spaniard, you know, Spanish speaking thing. So in my head, I was like, fuck that. I don't want to emulate people that live from Spain that speak like that. So it's like that. And I've heard Dominicans that speak fine, and I've heard some that I'm like,
you know, no, that's what I was gonna get at. I think it's literally like where you're from, because I've definitely heard Dominicans who speak proper, like, not
proper, but what's proper and what's regular. That's just my whole thing. What is regular and what is proper? Like, that's what it is. Like,
yeah, but that I'll have to go, like, think about that actually.
Yeah,
obviously it's influenced by, like, the Spaniards and colonizers, but I'm just thinking about, like, it's so much more deeper than that I have to think about it.
Yeah, there's a lot of different, like, factors into it.
So I have a question. I'm gonna, like, for you guys that don't know anything about Hispanic culture, I don't know how you eat a Taco Bell, which is fake tacos.
Wait, what Taco Bell? You know that they're removing the Baja Blast from Taco Bell? I just read it today.
The
Baja Blast, it was like this drink that everybody loved. Anyway, they're removing it. So RIP Baja Blast.
Sorry, guys, if you liked it, there's the news for you guys. Don't ever say we don't bring you news.
Okay.
We just told you.
That's it.
So, if someone goes to DR, what would be the dish that you, like, you have to try it hands down? What dish would that be?
It's always my favorite since I was little. It's ensalada de pulpo. Mm-hmm. So, mi favorita comida dominicano es la ensalada de pulpo de mi mamá, Ramona Batista. Ella vive en Atlantic City. It's so good. So, basically, what we would do is you cook it the day before. And ooh, when I was younger, cuando yo era más joven, mi tía Marisa, pa diferente, how you say holidays?
Diferentes ocasiones, diferentes fiestas,
patrias. Ajá, diferentes fiestas. Mi tía Marisa, mi madrina, querida, ella cocinó un pulpo para 8 horas. Like, it was a big, big ass pot. Like, one of those big ones that looked like that. Like, huge, huge. And it'll be a whole motherfucking octopus in there. A whole octopus in there. 8 legs and everything.
I'm sorry, you get at me by eating iguanas, but you eat an entire fucking octopus.
And it was delicious, crumpalumptious. That was good. And they would cook it. And I remember just being at my aunt's house like, is it done? Like, damn, how tender we want this meat to be? Like, it's dead. Like, 8 hours later, and they would chop it up. Like, it was a whole process. Chop it up. And then you would cut up cebolla y cilantro and sometimes jalapeno if you liked it, y limón. And then you would marinate all this, and you have to let it go. You have to let it marinate overnight, so then all the juices suck up into the pulpo. Mm-hmm. So good. So you can eat. You can eat it with arroz blanco con habichuela y plátano maduro y lado de ensalada de pulpo, or you can eat it con tostones.
Oh, okay. Yes.
So it's one of my favorite. I like fresh is the best. So
do you eat it? Do you dip the tostone as like a chip? Like a,
yeah. Okay. Well, it's not a chip. It's like, because you know how they have the plantain chips that are really thin and crispy. No, it's like the tostones that you.
No. I'm saying, do you use it as a dip?
Yeah. You put some of the pulpo on top of the tostone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you eat like that, and it's so delicious, sweetie. It's my favorite, forever and ever. How about you?
And you see, the funny thing is that you guys call it.
Ensalada de pulpo.
No. The tostones. Yeah. In Panama, we never call it tostones. Oh. It's always plátano o patacón.
What's like, patacón?
Patacón is like how you make the, when it's flat, like for you guys to, like, if you guys eat green plantain.
Plátano. Green plantain banana. Is plátano.
Yeah, so like we just smash it, and when it's like round, it's patacón. When it's like in that angle that you cut the regular one, it's plátano. We don't call it tostones.
Oh, you guys don't call it tostones.
Yeah, tostones is like a Dominican word.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And patacón, is it Panamanian?
Patacón, so? Anybody says patacón is definitely Panamanian. For sure.
Patacón.
Yeah. And guys, yes, I did say that we eat iguanas. I know you guys were like, she's just
they were like, you ain't just about to casual. How you
walk past that like that? So anyways, yes, in Panama, there are people who just go around with random iguanas in a sack.
That you want
like,
it?
You want one? And there's also a guy. Well, I don't know if it's like that now.
Yeah.
That's what it was when I was in Panama, when I used to live there. He just said, like, which one do you want? Like, literally point at the tree, tell me which iguana you want me to bring.
Wait, the iguana was alive? Wait, that's fresh. That's
fresh.
You
have to have it fresh. The iguana has to be alive. And
wait,
then,
not when you eat it.
No, not when you eat it.
Because that'd be crazy.
But that would not be the thing that I will tell people that you have to eat if you go to Panama. That would not be
it wouldn't be iguana.
If you go to Panama, I would definitely recommend eating listen. Mm. Everybody has like the rice and beans, and I already said.
Oh my god!
Dominican rice and beans is a solid six. Like, and
that's solid
six.
That's on a
generous day,
bro. But say that your shit would be coming at
that. Listen, rice and beans from Panama, like arroz con pollo. You never had arroz con pollo like this, bruh. Like, arroz con pollo is not like just rice and just chicken. It's literally the process you were saying about the octopus salad.
Yeah.
It's literally a process.
Yeah.
Like, if my mom's going to make rice and beans, I know it's going to take 3 hours. Like, every Thanksgiving, every Christmas, I'm like, all right, this is going to take a while. I definitely recommend the rice and beans, arroz con pollo, Panamanian style. And then I'll recommend the bistec, which is, the fish. I forgot what it's called in English. You like fry it, because we have a lot of, in Panama we are influenced a lot by the Caribbean food, so like Jamaican food is a huge our food is hugely
it's usually
impacted. Now our culture, our food is impacted by a lot of Jamaican food.
Yeah.
So the way we make our fish, ooh, child. I know you said that you guys make like fry fish well too,
but
like
with the eyeballs and everything.
And yeah, and you gotta stuff that shit
everything.
With all that good stuff.
Oh man. Mm-mm-mm. So it's a fried fish.
Yeah, the fried fish. But the Panamanian version of the octopus that you were mentioning is called sauce. So instead of octopus, we use pig feet. So,
Nope.
I know you guys, like, do you guys eat every animal?
I'm cracking up because you're over here like, yeah, Dominican food's ass. And you're like, anyway, so iguana, pig feet.
Listen, no, you uncooked an entire octopus. Like, I don't want to hear it.
Tenderly and slow for 8 hours. Wait, Sudi. So, wait, was it a sancocho? Were you going to say sancocho first or no?
I was going to say sancocho, but sancocho is
you
like,
switched it over.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So now we're going pig's feet.
Yeah, the pig's feet.
Okay, yeah.
It's called sauce.
So
it's the same way. You marinate it, you cut all the onion, there's lots of lime juice, lots of vinegar, and then you dip it in there, let it marinate, and then you just eat the pig feet. There's that people that make it with pig ear. Like, people cut it up into pig ears.
How do you like it? How did you like it? Well, you're vegetarian, but how did you?
I know, right? Yeah.
You're like, nothing at all.
No, I used to like the pig ear better.
Pig ear better? Yeah. And then you would eat it. Wait, so did it have the cartilage, the chewy, the crunchy?
It was crunchy, and it had the cartilage in it. Yeah. I think that's what people liked the most. It was like the bones. Like, you could hear the bones crack.
The cartilage, yeah.
Yeah.
And you would just eat it like that, or would you eat it with, like, rice or something?
Usually with plátano también. Like, con patacón, we would have it on the side. Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's so interesting. It's like, the same vibe of, like, the cilantro, lime.
Yeah, cilantro, onion, all that good stuff. Yeah, you have to let it marinate good. So if you're ever in Panama, definitely order sows, order the fish, and order arroz con pollo because it's like the best.
I want to go to Panama now.
Yes, Panama is so underrated, guys. Like, I honestly think that we are the most, Uruguay is probably the most underrated country.
What?
Oh, Bolivia. Have you heard of Bolivia? Paraguay?
I got Bolivian one time. Yeah. They're like, are you Bolivian? I'm like, who's from Bolivia here? No, nobody.
Bolivia, Uruguay, and Paraguay are like
nobody. They're like,
and then Panama, we in there. Like, people don't really
like, people mention you more than they mention Uruguay, Paraguay, or definitely. Bolivia.
Yeah.
Well, Chile is up there. Chile's probably before you. I feel like
I met a lot of Chileans.
Oh, I feel like Chile, like, out of all of them, because, like, you know the main Spanish people they always talk about here?
Yeah.
Dominicans, Puerto Ricans, Colombians, Cuban, Mexicans, Venezuelan, Argentinian, and then it's, like, Chile, and then it's, like, you. Like, we know how the order goes. Do you know why? Do you think it's just because there's more, like, we migrate, there's more people of us there compared to other people?
1,000%. Yeah, and I also think about, like, the distance from the southern countries.
Yeah.
How hard it is for them to come all the way up here.
Yeah.
Versus, like, in Panama, we're, like, honestly, we don't really fuck with America like that. Like, Panamanians come here, and we're, like, this ain't it, sis. They go back. So many Panamanians go back because they don't like it over here.
All right, wait. Tell me a little bit about the Panama Canal.
First of all, you know what I hate? I hate when Colombians are like, where's Panama?
Y'all right next to you.
We are right next to each other.
You're like, vecino.
That's how underrated we are, guys. Even our neighbors don't even know we're right next to them.
¿Y qué es Panama?
Like, ¿qué eso es? ¿Es Panama en Florida?
Panama City, though.
Sometimes I get that. You from Florida? I'm like, no.
Not Panama City. The country of Panama, not the city. Uh-huh.
But yeah, my dad works in the Panama Canal. So
he worked there?
I grew up. He still does. He's been there for 40 years. Beautiful. And I grew up going to the canal as a kid, and my dad would take us there.
How is
it? It was really cool. It was really, really dope. And like, when the gates open, for you guys that don't know what the Panama Canal is, it's in Panama.
Well, that's the only thing I feel like anyone knows about Panama is the Panama Canal.
Mm-hmm. That's one of like the biggest things that we do. We export and import from all over the world. So everybody that brings stuff to the United States goes through the Panama Canal.
Yeah.
And via, like, water, obviously. Yeah. So, yeah. But check it out, man. If you guys ever in Panama in February for Carnival, my God.
That sounds beautiful.
I heard the Colombian Carnival is popping, too, really? Though. Like, I heard that that's, like,
the Brazilian ones be hitting. Oh, yeah, that's fine. Well, that's going to be another level.
That's a different level. Yeah. Do you guys have Carnival in DR?
I have no idea.
Maybe.
I don't know. Eventually, they go, like, se fue la luz. And then you're like, what's happening? What the fuck?
Oh, my God. For you guys who have not yet experienced the Latino
happens to Panama too, right?
Panama. If you go to any Latino country, be aware. The lights will go out at any given moment.
6 p.m. Se fue la luz.
I was at a 5-star resort.
No, sweetie.
No lie with Ben. 5-star resort. We were like, oh my God, this is beautiful. The light goes out. And I'm like, what in the ghetto shit is this?
What in the get me out of this ghetto?
They're going to say, everybody just come this way. We have flashlights. Like, they're so used to it. And Panamanians are like, yeah, all right, we got to go this way. Yeah. And all of us, like, are not from Panama.
Americans.
Like, oh my God, what is going on?
Sudi, so now that you're, like, an American Panamanian, do you act fake appalled? Like, do you act fake surprised? You're like, oh, do you get it? Or are you ready?
Bro, I was more shocked at the fact that it was at a resort and it was happening. If I was at my dad's house and, like,
you already knew. You already got it.
You know what I mean?
Oh, and, like, in your country, do you have the the mosquito nest that you put up on top of your bed.
You already, and that doesn't work. You wake up and the next day you have bug bites everywhere.
Yeah, when I was younger, I thought it was like a princess thing that they would put around beds. And I was like, wow, this is so pretty. Why does every bed have this? And then you get older and you're like, oh, that's supposed to keep the mosquitoes out.
Yeah, those mosquitoes would definitely get you. And I think we're selling our country here, guys.
Do you see me? We're like, yeah, no, come. Like, no, bug bites and pig feet.
Yeah, but so Michelle, you are an actor, you know,
an actor, an actress.
So outside from a podcaster, writer, producer,
go ahead,
you know, light cheese.
She's
also an actor, and how I earlier I mentioned the artists, like musicians, who I think who paved the way for a lot of Latinos. What do you think, like in the acting world? What are some like actors that you know like did their thing for us?
Oh man, I love Rita Moreno. Rita Moreno, she is an amazing actress and beautiful. She's still alive. She's in her 80s. She looks bomb as hell. She's starring on One Day at a Time.
Oh yeah, One Day at a Time on Netflix.
I love it so much. One Day at a Time. You can catch it on Catch the Network.
So it's not on Netflix anymore, right?
They canceled it, actually. Oh, okay. Yeah. Man, so one day, I love it. I love that show so much, Judy, because it really shows the difference and similarities of generation. Like, the mom is, like, maybe in, like, her mid-40s, early 50s, and then the kids are younger. They're in the, the Generation Z,
right?
And then you have Rita Moreno, that's playing like maybe the boomers and stuff.
Yeah, so they're showing three generations.
Yeah,
right?
So it's so beautiful. And then kind of like the millennial white dude that's the landlord, he's hilarious. So you see the three different generations and four, and then the different Latino cultures. Like Rita Moreno's character is very sexist and she doesn't even know it, and she's like, a woman should do this and a man. And then like the youngest daughter became she came out as a lesbian, and like I love it so much because it's really relatable, and I'm so happy that Catch brought it back. But Rita Moreno is actually the first Latina actress, Sudi, to win an Oscar.
Oh shoot.
Yes, I was. Yes,
wow,
that's my girl. She paved the way, and she's Puerto Rican. Yeah, okay.
And now
it's actually funny because she be spilling that tea. She's like, yeah, man, me and Marlon Brando.
Who that?
Marlon Brando. He's gorgeous. He's like one of the legends of the famous actors, like back in the 50s and everything. So she just be giving all the tea of like the classic old school. They used to call it not old Hollywood. What did they call it?
Golden Hollywood?
The golden girls? We're gonna come to that. Yeah, it's like the golden era, right? Is that what it is? I have no idea. But anyway, it's the older generation of Hollywood. And he was part of that gang, right?
Is he also Latino?
No, Marlon Brando's not. Okay. He's just a gorgeous white dude, you know.
Okay.
You know the devil. But the beautiful, the white men that are gorgeous, the devil, man.
Okay, you can never trust them.
You can never trust them. But Rita Moreno's a great one. I really like Zoe Saldana a lot, and it's not just because she's Dominican. It's actually really awesome, Sudi, because one time Zoe Saldana was in DR. Zoe Saldana, la actriz dominicana que nació en Puerto Rico, estaba en Santo Domingo, y un reporter, estamos hablando Spanglish, un reporter preguntó a ella, oh, Zoe Saldana, tú no eres una mujer negra, tú eres trigueña, tú eres dominicana. Y Zoe dijo, no, yo soy una mujer y yo soy una mujer negra. Y los latinos que están ahí en Santo Domingo, they were not having it.
Oh.
They were upset, but you know, they're colonized, you know.
Dominicans, you guys have
issues. We got issues of self-hate and everything. But I'm so happy Zoe Saldana pushed through and kept saying, no, yo no soy trigueña, yo soy una mujer negra, yo soy una mujer dominicana. Like, es posible para ser los tres, puertorriqueña, dominicana y una mujer negra.
Exacto, sí.
Porque, how you say, nationality no es tu raza.
No, exactamente. Your nationality is not your
race. La cultura no es tu raza. So I love when she said that, but Sudi always had that fucked up when she did blackface, when she was acting like Nina Simone. But she apologized and she recognized it years later, which, you know.
Sis, but people, all right.
I mean, it's gross.
Because people were telling her.
I mean, yeah, people fucked up.
It's not a good idea, and she still did it.
Yeah. Girl, when they have to make you darker, you have to think, we get it, girl, you black, but that's just, no, Nina Simone is not the one for you, you know. We have Viola Davis, we have so many many black actresses that can actually portray Nina Simone correctly, you know, because colorism is real. And even though Zoe Saldana is a black woman, a black Dominican Puerto Rican woman, she still is on the lighter complexion and has different features. And it's something that we have to acknowledge, you know what I'm saying, Sweetie? But I do love Zoe Saldana. Yes. But, you know, so I love them. You know, growing up, we loved the Jennifer Lopez and the Salma Hayek and the Penelope Cruz.
I still do.
I love them too, but what I realized is that growing up, I never saw myself in them because they are the typecast of what a Latina is, you know, and they've gotten stereotyped. Salma Hayek, definitely, with the accents. And I mean, she does have a accent, but they played the sultry, sexy Latina a lot, you know, or the maid. Like, we have these typecasts, but now, 20 years later, we're finally, you know, not only being that, we're getting more humanized, you know what I'm saying? So I really like
that. I'm still waiting. See, light-skinned folks like you have a little bit of room in there. I'm still waiting for someone that looks like me, someone that looks like my mom, someone that looks like my brother to be on television, okay? Yeah, no. I'm still waiting to see a Latino truly represents, like, the darker complexion, because, like,
talk about it, Susie. Think about Christina Milian. We're just gonna ignore the fact that she's not a good actor. She's beautiful. Baby girl's beautiful.
Beautiful, man.
But, like, she, along with Zoe, would you consider Zoe Saldana light-skinned? I wouldn't consider
her. I would consider her, like, brown-skinned.
I consider her darker than me.
Yeah, she's
but, like a little bit lighter than you.
Yeah, I think she's a tad bit lighter than
just
me.
Just like literally.
And that's why I love Zoe Saldana so much, because the moment I saw her, I was like, oh my God, look at her. Somebody looks like
me. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And even then, I was still like, okay, I'm still waiting for a blush, like someone with curly hair, someone with like the coils, like the, like, we need to see
isn't that.
That
crazy? Yeah, because she does have like pinched straight hair, Zoe. And it's so funny that one like attribute is, it makes a big difference though, because we've been discriminated all our lives because of our hair as well. So when you do see it, like, we have a Mara La Negra, she's coming out and she's showing out. But apparently people don't fuck with her.
I think Love and Hip Hop fucked her up.
Damn, I'm not Love and Hip Hop.
She went that route, and that's what, like, she kind of lost. Like,
did she lose the Latino people or the black people? Like, which community was she losing?
I don't know who she lost, but I think maybe, you know, you wouldn't do, as an actor, you wouldn't do reality television.
I wouldn't.
Because there's
a
stigma that comes with that.
But then again, it's like, when I think of a Mara La Negra, I just think of an overall entertainer. I don't think of her as, like, a serious actor.
Did you know Mara La Negra before Love and Hip Hop?
I can't remember, because my older brother's in love with her, so I remember him telling me about her, and I don't know.
Yeah, because apparently she was a superstar in DR.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
and then in the United States, obviously nobody really knew who she was, and then she was like, all right, let me go the Love and Hip Hop route. But because of that, a lot of people don't really, like, fuck with her, because they just think that she's, like, ratchet, or she's, like crazy.
And she,
like,
seems
that.
So graceful all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
And she, bro, I've never seen someone that's more on point. Like, she always looks on point. Okay. She doesn't look messy. I'm like, ooh, I like her.
Just like Beyonce, always on beat. That girl is always on point.
No, for real. Mm-hmm. Mara La Negra, hello.
Yes.
Ooh, child.
But yeah, so, like, we're getting there that we're seeing more representation.
More, like, Afro-Latinos, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's really funny. Porque mi mamá y mi papá, ellos me... You see how hard it is when you speak Spanish? Guys, I'm really nervous when I speak Spanish. But my parents, they always used to, like, joke around with my Spanish. They'll be like, ay, Michelle, tú no puedes ser una actriz en la película latino porque tú no sabes cómo hablar español. And I would tell my parents, like, yo no quiero ser una actriz en, you know, en Univision y todo ese diferente canal, canales en las novelas, porque ellos no tienen gente que parece... like me. You see what I'm saying? And, you know, pressing on me, everybody that is darker in the novelas, they'll be the maid, the help.
Right.
I've never, and then everybody that was the main characters, eran rubio, los ojos azules, blanco. And so I'm like, I don't see anyone in the novela that look like me.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I don't, and to this day, I still don't see them with my hair texture, with my color, or anything. I see more people that look like me in American Latin, like, movies than...
Right,
than
yeah, definitely. Oh, my God, yeah, because in the novelas, you're not going to see people that, like, literally, like you were saying, you're going to be, like, the cha-cha, the maid, it's going to be like that. And that's mostly, like, still very... Because novelas Mexican-dominated, right?
Yeah.
I think it's mainly...
Yeah. Like, yeah, and then I don't know what area in Mexico that has all, like, the European Mexicans that is dominated. I'm like, listen, racism is everywhere.
Everywhere. Whenever I see a Mexican with blue eyes and blonde hair, I'm
we
like,
already
man,
know that you got black man. Maid, black Mexican maid. Don't front.
Mm-hmm. That's what... Remember that movie? Was it called Roma? That won so many...
See? Oh, with Yulitza.
Yulitza. Yeah. I love her.
Yeah.
Did you watch that movie?
I haven't watched it, but I heard it was amazing.
That movie is so good, and it totally shows exactly what we're talking about. How the white Mexicans are always on top, and then the darker Mexicans are.
Bro, white supremacy is all around the world, even when we try to celebrate it. But, Sudi, isn't that a funny story about Yulita? I hope I'm saying her name wrong. I
think it's Yalita. Yalita or Julita? I think we're thinking about Julita, the Dominican chick.
Julita from 106 Apart.
What is the name, Bark?
It's Yalita. Yalita. Sorry, Yalita Aparicio.
Yalita Aparicio, yes.
Yalita Aparicio. Bueno, tú pareces como una Yalita. No, pero Yalita, like, she has that indigenous look.
Mm-hmm.
And her story was funny, Sodi, because she wasn't even supposed to audition for the role. It was with her sister was actually supposed to audition, but her sister got sick or couldn't make it, so she took her sister's role, and then she got it!
That is
literally serendipity and, like, destiny. Like, it wasn't meant for her sister.
It was
meant for Yalita.
Yeah.
I'm going to say her name a lot. Can't forget it. Yalita.
Yeah, she's definitely like, I love that. When I saw her on the cover of the, I think she was in the Oprah magazine or was it Vogue?
Yes, Yalita.
I was like, what? Imagine what that'll do to
she's only 26.
Oh my God, that's even dope. I was thinking about what is that going to do to all the indigenous Latinos that look like her. All my Mexicans, my Salvadorians, my Hondurans, like even people in Panama that look like her. Like, yo, this is somebody that looks like
and she's beautiful, girl. Show that out. You beautiful. And I just hope that, you know, when, this reminds me of like when they were looking for a specific like role when Precious came out and they picked like the bigger, heavier black woman.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Gabrielle, I forgot her last name.
Yeah.
And I love her so much. And they try to like it. I was like, I hope they don't typecast her. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what, Yalita?
No, like,
With Precious.
Yeah. Oh, her name is Gabri. I'm fucking all these names.
Damn,
up.
We're fucking but names.
I'm gonna call you Gab, girl. I'm gonna call you Gab. Gabby. But I was nervous until I seen her on Empire at Gab.
Oh, yeah.
Precious.
And then she was in American Horror Story.
Yeah. So I was like, yes, girl, don't get typecasted as, like, you know, the big chick or the one that's going through a struggle. So I hope this doesn't happen to Yalita, that she gets typecasted in these roles too. Like, I hope that we can show us as human beings in all different types of areas. You know what I'm saying?
That's so true. And listen, this is gonna be my last question because we're getting ready to wrap it up, guys.
Yeah, bro, that fast. I had a good time.
I know, right?
It was fun. Latinos are fun. I'm biased.
Crazy. What is your favorite thing about being a Latina?
Oh, man.
Favorite thing? Are you a Latina here, Latina in DR? Anywhere you go, you're a Latina. What's your favorite thing?
Oh, my God. This is okay.
This is going to be one of those where you have to come back to it. Just like,
yeah, how about you drop? Wow. Not about being decisive.
Not prepared at all.
I'm not prepared. Go ahead.
I think my favorite thing about being a Latina is probably, I think, the strength that comes with it. Because, like, literally, and especially me being an immigrant Latina.
Talk about it, sis.
The strength that takes from leaving your entire family, leaving everything that you know behind to come to this country is truly, truly inspiring. And that's for every immigrant. I mean, Latinos are not the only ones that immigrate here, but I'm speaking on my behalf, as a Latina woman. It's truly the strength. I mean, I get the strength from my mother, but as Latinos, like, we're fucking resilient, bruh. Like, we work our asses off. We do what nobody wants to do in this country. We wash your kids. We wash your walls. Wash your balls too. And we're also taking other positions as well, because that's not all we are.
Nope.
We're also coming for government positions. We got our CEOs.
Okay, AOC, ABC, we're
prepping hard for us, for those Latinos. So I think my favorite thing about it is how resilient and how strong we are as a community, as a whole.
I don't know how I'm going to top that. Oh, okay, cool. I was going to say, like, you know, our spiciness. No, I'm kidding. I think, honestly, my favorite thing about being a Latina is that we aren't a race and we are a culture. And, I mean, once someone decolonizes and takes away their brainwashingness, you, like, growing up, Sudi, I had cousins from all colors, the whitest of the white to, like, the blackest of the black to the brownest of the brown to the straightest hair to the curliest hair to green eyes. to the darkest eyes. It's just, we are a representation of everything. I feel like when I see my family or Latinos, we are a representation of the world. Like, you know, you see all different. And I'm like, how can we possibly be racist? And even though we are, we're getting through it, honey, one day at a time. But I look around and I'm like, we are all brothers and sisters. And I feel like that's just how the world should be. You know, we all hold hands, different shades, but all still with love. And I love seeing that. Like, I love when you get surprised when you hear someone speak in Spanish, and then, you know, they might not look like, you might not think that they are, and they speak Spanish. You're like, oh shit. Like, then you're like, you know, you feel a little bit more connected to that person.
Yeah.
And they don't have to look anything like you. They can be the darker than you, lighter than you, and you just feel connected to these people. And I think that's what I love about being Latino, you know, plus the food and the music and the dancing. Damn. La cultura entera. I love being Latino. I'm not going to lie. I love it.
I love every single piece, everything from the language to the, oh my God.
The culture is beautiful.
Listen, if you've never been to any Latino country,
get to it. COVID friendly free.
I mean, tickets are $12.
Bro.
I keep telling you guys this.
Come to Puerto Rico.
For real. Try it. Check it out. And with that, I hope you guys have an awesome weekend, y'all.
Yes. Thank you so much for listening to us. And you know what I'm saying? Wepa, we're going to show y'all out.
Yeah. And we're going to leave you guys with some Celia Cruz. Yes.
Hey, azúcar, la negra tiene tumbao.
Yes, so we'll see you guys next Friday.
Ay, hoy se bebe, check it out. Hey, ya está, we love. Psych, we love, we forever, baby, we forever. Take care, guys.